Ralph Nader nearly got 5% of the Wisconsin vote in the 2000 election, but ultimately was only able to get 3% of the national vote. That wasn't enough to fulfill his goal of winning federal matching funds for the 2004 election cycle. Worse, for some voters like Jason Salzman, his vote for Nader resulted in what he calls disastrous consequences for the nation. Salzman runs the website RepentantNaderVoter.com.
The problem is that Tweedledee is still Tweedledee. But Tweedledum has turned into a global tyrant. And Bush is just so bad that I think we have to, we owe it to ourselves, the world, the country, to do everything we can to get him out. And if there's any remote possibility that votes for Nader in the next election would throw the election, then we can't take that risk. We have to get behind the Tweedledee who can get out, can get rid of Bush.
Nader often called Al Gore and George Bush Tweedledee and Tweedledum, deriding them as the evil of two lessers. On a Wisconsin Public Radio call-in show, Nader recently said he'll decide by the end of this year if he'll run again as a third-party candidate. He says his decision will be based on how Democrats and the GOP address progressive issues like corporate crime, universal health care, renewable energy, and the disappearing small farm economy.
The Democratic Party's ability to challenge Bush, who should be considered a very politically vulnerable president on his record, the signs are not very bright. And there needs to be a much more cogent and robust churning of the political electorate.
Nader has endorsed Ohio Congressmember Dennis Kucinich and is urging Democrats to vote for him in the primaries. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.